I want to welcome everyone into the presence of the Lord this morning, wherever you are gathered, wherever you are joining us. Welcome to Bethel Experience. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Remember, in His presence, there is always what? Fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. The presence of the Lord is with you in your home, in your household, in your family, wherever you are, the presence of the Lord is with you. And I decree and declare that in this month of grace, in this month of May, receive grace. I said, receive grace to move forward. Receive grace to continue in the work of the kingdom. Receive grace to be above and not below. Receive grace to be on top and not beneath. Receive grace to continue to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. This morning, by the special grace of God, I'll be encouraging us on the topic, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Now, I know this is something that all of us have heard before. But do you exactly know what is the kingdom? Do you exactly know what that kingdom stands for? Do you know your place in that kingdom? Do you know your role in that kingdom? Let's read together the book of John chapter 14. John chapter 14, going to read from verse 1 to verse 6. John chapter 14, from verse 1. The scripture says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." And this is our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Believe in my Father, but also believe in me." Amen. Verse 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have what? I would have told you, I go to prepare a place." For who? For you. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." I want you to say to yourself, "He is coming again." I can't hear you. "He is coming again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." Verse 4. "And whither I go, ye know. And the way, ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Verse 6. And we'll stop after that. And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way. I am who? The way. Not a way. Not some way. I am the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. The kingdom of God. Praise God. Brethren, everyone in life belongs to a kingdom. Do you know that? Everyone in life, every creature of God, whether it is the animal kingdom, or whether it is the plant kingdom, amen, or whether it is the human kingdom, everyone in life belongs to a kingdom. And every kingdom, there are different categories of kingdom. Even in the animal kingdom, there are categories of animal kingdom. In the plant kingdom, there are categories. Praise the Lord. But in the human kingdom, talking about men, talking about you and I, there are only two kingdoms. Praise the Lord. It's either you are in the kingdom of God or you are not. There is no in between. There is no sitting between the fence. Praise God. You see, even in countries, in nations of the world, there are certain people that are referred to in a country as citizens. Amen. Now, there are also some people in a country that may not be referred to as citizens. They may call them temporary residents. Amen. Do you know they can also call some people permanent residents, but they are still not citizens, the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. This morning, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we're going to look at certain facts about the kingdom of God. We're going to look at certain important points about the kingdom that is of God. Let's read the book of Philippians. No, before we go that, let's go back to our text. Let's go back to our text. Let's read it in Amplify. Amen. Amplify. It says, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Cowardly. It says, believe. How? Confidently. In who? In God. And trust in him. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. And do what? And keep going. Believe also in me. Verse 2 now says, in my Father's house, there are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. Because I am going there to do what? To prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come back again and take you to myself. So that where I am, you may what? You may be also the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And to the place where I am going. What does that verse 4 say? It says, you know that way. You are not ignorant. You are not confused. You already know. How will you know? How do you know? When do you know the kingdom of God? The first point, beloved, that I want to bring out about the kingdom is very simple. And it's a question. Where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Now, we have been talking about the kingdom of God. Where is that kingdom? Hallelujah. Where is that kingdom? We sang it earlier. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. But where is that kingdom? In the book of Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Let's read from verse 20. Luke chapter 17. Amen. From verse 20. The Pharisees, they placed a demand on Christ. And when he was demanded of who? Now look at the people that were demanding from him now. The Pharisee. They say, when the kingdom of God should come? When is this kingdom? And Jesus answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with what? With observation. Amen. Neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is where? Hello? The kingdom of God is where? It's within you. Remember the question again. Where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? It's within you. Now, how many of us believe that? For as many of us in the house, how many of us believe the kingdom is in you? You see, the truth about the word of God is that his word is forever settled in heaven. Let's read it in Amplified. Talking about the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is where? It's in you. Now, the word in you. How can the kingdom be in you? And that's the clarification that I want to make here. How can the kingdom be in you? The kingdom can only be in you when you have given your life to Christ. Remember, I said it earlier. Everyone in life belongs to a kingdom. And so, when you are not in the kingdom of God, that means if you have not given your life to Christ, you are not in the kingdom. But the moment you give your life to Christ, now, sometimes the scripture also uses the kingdom of heaven. But I want to place a distinction here. The kingdom of God, and I will explain this. The kingdom of God. We have that kingdom in heaven. And also where? Within us here. But where are we here? On earth. And so where's the kingdom of God? In heaven and on earth. Are we together? The kingdom of heaven is here on earth. And the kingdom is within you. Praise God. The kingdom of heaven is within you, here on earth. That means everywhere you go, you carry the kingdom with you. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Beloved, talking about the kingdom, the Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Well, what is that kingdom? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God, it is not in meat and drink. The kingdom of God, it is not about talking. It is not about displaying. The kingdom of God is righteousness. When you give your life to Christ, you have the kingdom in you. The kingdom of God. Brethren, I want us to know the reason why we are here on earth. The reason why we belong in this kingdom. It's because you and I, we have given our life to Christ. If you also look at the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Let's read chapter 13. From verse 24. From verse 24. Jesus gave them a parable here. He said, another parable he put forth to them. He used the word here, the kingdom of where? Of heaven. It says the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. The kingdom of where? Heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. The kingdom of heaven. Now, if you go down to verse 36, verse 36, you use the same parable again. When Jesus sent the multitude away, his disciples now came unto him. They said, Jesus, we want you to declare unto us the parable of that tears that you spoke earlier. Now, you see, when you belong to the kingdom, in verse 37, when you belong to the kingdom, Jesus answered and said unto them, he that sowed the good seed is who? Is the Son of Man. Verse 38. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed are who? The children of which kingdom? Hello? The children of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. But it says, but the tares are the children of whose kingdom now? The kingdom of the devil. The kingdom of the wicked one. Two kingdoms. The kingdom of God here on earth, but also in heaven. If you also read the book of Philippians, I love that. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians 3, verse 20. Let's read it in New American Standard, and then we'll come to Amplify. Philippians 3:20. It says, for our citizenship. But our citizenship is where? Are we together? Our citizenship is in heaven. Our homeland is in heaven. And we eagerly await a savior. From where? From there. From the kingdom of heaven. Let's look at it in Amplify. Amplify. But we are different. Why? It says, because our citizenship is where? The kingdom of God. Where is that kingdom? In heaven. But also here. On earth, in you and in me. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 2 and verse 3. John chapter 14, talking about the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have what? Told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where? In heaven. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again to receive you unto myself. Because you are still in that kingdom, but you are in that kingdom on earth. Let's move on. The kingdom of God. Number one, I said, where is that kingdom? Who can answer me? That kingdom is where? It's in you. As long as you are here on earth, that kingdom is in you. It is when we are translated to glory that we will continue that kingdom. Where? In heaven. Number two. Only citizens can enter into that kingdom. Only who? Citizen. Praise God. Now, if you go back to that Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Only citizen. Now, I used the word earlier. Temporary residence. Permanent residence. But do you know that in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, you must be a citizen to enter into that kingdom. If you are not, there is no temporary residence in the kingdom. The way every country have their citizenship status, do you know that there are people in Canada who could be permanent residents for years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and they would decide, they would choose not to what? Accept the citizenship. I know of someone, you know, I heard about this person years ago, that decided that he's not going to take that citizenship because he did not want to say the oath to the queen. And so because of that, it's just a matter of choice that I would rather. So that person, even though he's qualified to become a, chooses not to. But we are talking about the kingdom of God. Only citizens There is no temporary residence. If you read the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, we dearly beloved, I beseech you, I am pleading with you, by the mercies of the Lord, I beseech you, as who? As who? As strangers and pilgrims. We are in this world. The Bible used the word strangers and pilgrims. Now, the word pilgrims talks about someone who is in a journey. Remember? We're children of the kingdom. But even Jesus told those Pharisees, he said, the kingdom of my Father. The kingdom I'm talking about, it's not of this world. He said, if it is of this world, I will have what? I will have asked my Father, he will send legions to come and defend me. But that kingdom is not of this world, so don't worry. But for you and I that are still here on earth, only citizen. In the book of John, chapter 3, John chapter 3, let's start from verse 3. Nicodemus, amen, a learned man. Let's start from verse 1. Ask Jesus about something very interesting. A man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jew. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from who? From God. And no man can do this miracle that you do except God be with him. What is Nicodemus saying in essence? We know that you are from God. We know you are from the kingdom of God. And Jesus now answered him and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom. Now, you see, to see the kingdom is totally different from entry. We're talking about citizen, correct? Of the kingdom. You must be a only citizen can enter into the kingdom of God. And so Jesus clearly paints that picture here. Except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom. Not enter. He cannot what? See the kingdom. In verse 4. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Nicodemus now ask him, Master, how can a man be born again when he's old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now look at Jesus' response. And Jesus answered and said unto him, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot what? Enter into the kingdom of God. There are two different things. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Except a man is not born of water and of the Spirit, that's when the man can enter into that kingdom. Only citizens. What does it mean to be born of water and of the Spirit? That's a discussion for another day. But I want you to know that it is not enough to just be born again. Amen. It is not enough to just give your life to Christ. Like some people will choose to believe, once saved and forever saved. And so they can live their life the way they want because they assume, they thought that once they have been saved, they are already in the kingdom. No, the Bible says when you are born again, you can see the kingdom. But except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into that kingdom, the kingdom of God. Only citizen can enter into that kingdom. Number three. Just want to give us some points about this kingdom. And this is important for every believer to understand. That citizenship can be lost through sin. Amen. Now we're talking about the kingdom of God. the kingdom of God. The citizenship that you and I hold, okay, in that Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven. That citizenship can be lost through sin. What we're talking about, when you look at the word citizen, what distinguished a citizen and a permanent resident or a temporary resident? Certain privileges. That's all. Praise God. The privileges that you and I have as a child of God can be lost through sin. A citizen can also be asked by any country to do what? To leave. Why? Because they can strip that citizen, that individual, of the citizenship. Correct? And they will now ask them to leave, to depart. You know, they could be deported. Praise God. I want to let someone know that you don't want to wait until it is too late. Because you don't want to be deported from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We know what the scripture says, John 3:16. Amen. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Look at verse 17. When you believe, you will have what? Eternal life. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to do what? To condemn. But that he, the world, through him, might be what? Might be saved. Verse 18 now says, he that believeth on him is not what? Is not condemned. But he that believeth not is already condemned. Why is that person condemned? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Brethren, sin is the only thing that can remove us from that kingdom. It's the only thing that can separate us from the presence of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 15, Revelation chapter 22, verse 15, the Bible says, for outside, for without, outside, are who? Dogs, sorcerers, warmongers, murderers, idolaters. Amen. Where are they? Outside of the kingdom. He said, for without, outside. Now, what I want us to know is that a lot of people who are outside the kingdom, who have been in the kingdom before, did not start with the intention that they want to be outside. But when sin is allowed, sin will change their status. Before us, they could still be saints. We can refer to them as saints, as people of God. But before heaven, they are no more in the kingdom. Praise God. In the book of 1 John chapter 3 from verse 7. Says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is who? Is righteous. Even as he, our Lord Jesus Christ, our perfect example, is righteous. He that committed sin is a fool. Now remember, we're talking about the kingdom of God. But the Bible says he that committed sin is of the devil. Because the devil also has his own kingdom. That means he that committed sin is not in the kingdom of God anymore. It's where? is in the kingdom of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. When Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, the Bible now says, whosoever is now born of God doth not commit sin. Whosoever is born of God does not allow sin in their tabernacle, does not permit sin, does not toy with sin. For his seed remaineth in him. Whose seed? The seed of righteousness. And he cannot. Look at the scripture here. The Bible says you cannot sin. Why? Because the seed of Christ is in you. Now, the word you cannot here is being very used carefully. You cannot sin means even when you fall into sin, you know already that no, I cannot do this. And you will what? And you will quickly reverse course. It's totally different from people that live and breathe daily in sin. He said, because you are born of God. It's only those who are born of God that are citizens of the kingdom of God. Citizenship can be lost through sin. You have to be careful. Praise God. Let me give us two more and then we'll stop. Number four. Holiness is the only requirement to stay in that kingdom. Remember in that John chapter 3 verse 3, when Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot what? He cannot see the kingdom. When you are born again, then you are now able to identify with the kingdom of God. But the Bible says, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. I don't want you to be satisfied with just seeing the kingdom. But you must enter. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot. Holiness is the requirement to stay in the kingdom. Praise God. Holiness is the requirement you need. Don't be locked out. Just like that Revelation 22, 15. It says, for outside are dogs, idolaters, sorcerers, outside. We can all agree, talking about the kingdom of God, that it is only when we translate to glory that we will continue to enjoy that kingdom permanently. Correct? But as long as we are here on earth, the kingdom of God, remember, is where? Is in you. But as long as you are on earth, the kingdom of God here on earth, you and I must strive to live a holy life in order to stay in that kingdom. And the fifth point that I want to make, and we'll round up, we're going to pray. You need to lay up treasures for yourself in that kingdom. You need to do what? Lay up for yourself treasures. Not here on earth, but in the kingdom of heaven. We know that scripture, Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19. Scripture says, lay not up for yourself treasures. Where? Now, the word upon earth, where are we? Where are we currently? On earth. But why is the scripture saying don't lay up treasures for yourself on earth? Amen. Because our kingdom is not the kingdom of this world. Are we together? It says don't lay up your treasures on earth here, where moth and rust will corrupt and where thieves will break through and steal. Verse 20. He said, but lay up that treasure in heaven, where neither rust nor moth will corrupt, and thieves will not break through to steal. Lay it up where? In heaven, the kingdom of heaven. That means you are storing up those treasures, not here on earth, but in heaven. Because after we are done here on earth, which kingdom are we moving to? Into the kingdom of heaven. Even though we are in the kingdom of God, but because we are still here on earth, and then after that, we will move to the kingdom of God in heaven. Verse 21. Lay up not treasure. He said, for where your treasure is, hallelujah, there will your heart be also. Go and ask those who are investors. I'm talking of, you know, financial investors, and where your investment is. Some people are not able to sleep at night. Why? Because where their treasure is where their mind is. The Bible is saying, lay not up for yourself treasures here on earth, but in heaven. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. That's our roundup. We're all going to appear before the presence of God to give account. Amen. And so, for as many who are not in the kingdom, the only option is for you to give your life to Jesus. That John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. I want to encourage you that you must give your life to Jesus in order to be part of the kingdom of God. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all, how many of us? How many? All. So whether you are in the kingdom or you are not, we are all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according that he had done, whether it is good or bad. We are all going to appear. And so, on whose side are you going to be? Are you going to be part of the people that will be in the kingdom of God? The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God, Titus 2:11, that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That grace that you need to be part of the kingdom has already appeared. It is the grace for salvation. So if you have not given your life to Christ, you have the opportunities. But if you have given your life to Christ, the Bible says in Matthew 6 from verse 33. For you and I that have given our life to Christ, what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to seek first whose kingdom? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you see, when you are seeking the kingdom, you don't say seek his righteousness. Why? Because when you are in that kingdom, remember I said earlier, you need righteousness to what? To stay in that kingdom. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else that you are seeking after, God will give it to you on the platter of gold. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Verse 34, we're going to pray. It says, therefore, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Shall we rise up? And which kingdom do you belong to? Amen. Can I ask you, what is your status? We're assuming you are still citizens of the kingdom. Is that really true? What's your status in the kingdom of God? Have your citizenship, has it turned to temporary residence? You know, people that will come to the presence of God when it is convenient. Amen. Those are temporary residents. When they feel like that they have time, they will show up temporarily. And when they are done, they say, God, you know, see you next month or whenever I have time. Are you a temporary resident in the kingdom? It's not allowed. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to ask God for that grace. For the grace of God that brings salvation as appear to all men. I want you to pray, depending on the category. If you are not in the kingdom, your prayer must be that, Father, help me. I am giving my life to you that I may not miss out. And if you have been born again, but you have not been living right, we are still assuming you are citizens of the kingdom of God, but you know within yourself you are not. Why don't you pray and talk to the Lord? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Everything else that you are running after in this world will follow you when you seek first that kingdom. What's your status in the kingdom? What's your stand? Are you strangers to the kingdom? The Bible says we are strangers and pilgrims on earth. But in the kingdom of God, you are citizen. Are you a stranger in that citizen, in that kingdom? And we are still assuming you are a brother, you are a sister. Talk to the Lord. Ask him to come and help you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I want to give you praise and glory this morning for your word. Thank you because we know you. Thank you because we know we are in the kingdom. We give you praise for as many that have recommitted their life to you, as many that have decided today that they are going to turn a new leaf, as many who have come to you to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. Father, I pray that you will accept them and you will bring them into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And for as many of us who are already in the kingdom that have been struggling to live a holy life, that have been struggling to stay in the kingdom, I pray for that grace. Oh, the grace to seek your kingdom and its righteousness. The grace to stand. You see, when you are not in the kingdom, you cannot move with the kingdom. But when you are in the kingdom, that's when you can move. That's when you can make progress. That's when you can make impact. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. The grace to continue to abide in him. The grace not to lose focus. The grace not to lose your status in the kingdom of heaven. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Amen.